Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, on this Friday, temperatures milder, but also with an approaching cold front, increasing and thickening clouds, and eventually a band of showers will spread from west to east. And while it looks like just about everybody across Jacksonville and northeastern Florida gets some rain, the amounts do not look to be significant. Generally less than a tenth of an inch. A spot or two could make a run at a quarter of an inch of rain, but that would be the high end. So this is not significant rainfall, but some of it may very well impact the afternoon commute. It looks like this is moving into Baker County around 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 to 4 o'clock. Maybe 5, the I-95 corridor, by 6 o'clock to the beaches, and last an hour or two, and then the rain is gone. It will also be the difference in temperatures ahead of that line. It'll be breezy, but temperatures will jump well into the 60s, may even touch the 70-degree mark in Clay and St. Johns County before the clouds thicken and the rain spreads from west to east. Once the rain moves in, the temperatures will drop about 10 degrees or so, fairly sharply. So it'll be a day that will have quite a bit of variance as far as both temperatures and rainfall and cloud conditions go. So pack the umbrella, even though you don't need it this morning, and you won't need it for long as skies will clear overnight tonight and temperatures will drop by morning into the upper 30s. It'll feel like winter on your weekend. Tomorrow, especially chilly with breezy winds out of the north and northwest, and despite plenty of sun, we'll struggle to get into the upper 50s. The winds calm down tomorrow night. It'll be clear, dry air. Classic night of what we call radiational cooling. In other words, all the what warmth we have during the day will easily escape into the atmosphere, so we drop temperatures sharply into the lower 30s by Sunday morning, and near and west of Interstate 95, a light freeze and some patchy frost, even getting close to the intracoastal early Sunday morning. So it'll be a chilly start Sunday, and what in the end, though, is really a pretty January day, a good deal of sun, afternoon highs around 60 degrees and a little less wind. But yet another cold front will roll through early Monday morning. This one comes through dry, but it'll usher in a gusty north wind for Martin Luther King Day on Monday. Partly sunny skies and temperatures struggling to get into the upper 50s. That wind will make it feel colder. So for the Martin Luther King parade at 10 o'clock Monday morning, sweaters, jackets, and coats. Partly sunny, temperatures in the 40s, but it'll feel cooler. And then Tuesday is another day that starts out with a little bit of inland frost, a cold start, but it'll be a sunny day in the end, and temperatures get into the 60s. And it's the beginning of what looks to be potentially a pretty significant warming trend for the middle of next week. We haven't heard that for a while, have we? Looks like temperatures will certainly make a run at 70 by about Thursday of next week, and perhaps into the 70s as we head toward the end of next week. Not necessarily staying around for long, but certainly an upward trend in temperatures as we head toward the middle and end of next week. And I don't see significant rain. Again, even the showers this afternoon, a narrow band, not lasting very long, not particularly heavy, the problem being the timing and potentially impacting the afternoon commute. And then maybe a little bit of rain as we head toward next, or some rain at least, the amount's still up in the air, but another system next weekend might be a little bit wetter as we head toward the last, say 5-7 days or so of this month. But in the interim, it's mainly dry with these fast-moving fronts, not producing a whole lot of rain, but some pretty significant temperature swings and some pretty chilly nights at times. Hey, this morning, sunrise at 7:24 a.m. That's significant because it's now we're starting to gain time on our sunrise. We had our latest sunrise of the year about the last week to 10 days or so, and that was 7:25 in the morning. And now we start the march of seeing a little earlier sunrise. Now, the sunset, we've been gaining time since all the way back in the middle of December. Our shortest days have sunset at around 5:25, or now have a sunset near 5:50 already. So we've been gaining on the back end, the sunset, if you will, but not on the front end. But that changes now. We gain both on the back and the front end. Our days are getting longer, in other words, as we head toward that spring equinox as we get deeper into March, of course, which is now that spring equinox would be about 8.5 weeks away or so. Be here before we know it. Have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another with all your weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.